That is Banjo Kitty here on KXLU 88.9 FM LA, KXLU.com all around the world. This is the Wildwood Flower Radio Hour and the extraordinary Banjo Kitty Band. This is their new hit, I think. This is going to go platinum.
It's called Mau Mau Christmas.
Mau Mau Christmas. Wildwood Flower as sung by Cats. Yeah. Banjo Kitty. Let me introduce my guest host, and then we will get to you guys. Mark Porter Zasata.
Hey, Pete. How you doing?
I'm glad you came. You do the research. You bring the list. You put in the time. I just show up and do corny dad jokes.
Now you're putting on the pressure.
Yeah.
But well, I just want to point, we are actually live, despite the radio announcement earlier. This is live December 23rd, 2025. And we are sitting here in Southern California waiting for the rain to come in. There's a big storm on the way. But we're going to warm things up tonight with a little, I've got some themed music for winter and a bit of the holiday season and staying warm. And then we've got this hot group of musicians here.
Oh. Well, a good summary. And yes, this is live, despite what the computer said, despite what my ex thought about me, that I was a heartless robot. I am actually flesh and blood. I have feelings. If you puncture my body, I will bleed, contrary to rumor.
Wow, you learn something new every night.
Jessica Parker, will you say hi and say a word about your band? And we're going to introduce you all, then go to some recorded music. One of our live acts couldn't come because he was sick, and what a sad thing. But Banjo Kitty's got a lot of music coming out of her. Say hi to the audience of Los Angeles.
Hey, everybody. Hi, everybody. It's Banjo Kitty. Thanks for having me back, Wildwood Flower. We're so excited to be here again playing. We are joined by the incredible Jonathan Sheldon, who is ever famous in these walls.
Jonathan comes on. Say hi, Jonathan.
Hello, everybody.
He's right up here.
Hello, everybody.
That's a nice radio voice, and you have a violin in hand.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And you're one of the few people in the country who plays the violin with his knees.
It's right. It took no practice at all. Just yeah. So this is like my maybe 1,000th time on the show, and I came from the parking lot where I live.
Yeah, nice. We're gonna have to put you up at a hotel or homeless shelter. Then we have Justin over here, who was on a couple of weeks ago with his lovely band called the Hazan Mike Stein Band.
Yeah, the Rolling Steins. Hey, how's it going?
You are his son. You are Mike Stein's son. It was an incredible night, and you are playing bass.
Yeah, I'm playing bass tonight. Really looking forward to it.
All right. Well, Banjo Kitty, why don't we let you go get tuned up and so forth. We'll go to some canned music in a second. We have Emily Lewis broadcasting on Instagram and Facebook. If you'd like to see this lovely group of people, you can tune in there. I'll tell you something, though. I think we need to address this growing panic, this crisis, this catastrophe that's imminent. And apparently there's going to be water coming out of the sky.
Yeah.
People in Los Angeles are going hysterical. They don't know what to do. It's a real, it's a nightmare situation for Los Angeles. There's going to be water coming down on us.
Sure.
That was good.
If country music, bluegrass comes out of places where the weather is rough a lot of times. People gather on front porches in the rain to play banjo and so on, right? So it's very appropriate. And we got some playlists that have, I don't know if you guys have like stormy weather music or not.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, okay.
Oh, yeah.
All right. But
we got
a playlist of some tunes along that line. But, you know, people who set up here, they found a big country, a harsh country, and they made music to match it, right?
Well, listen, Los Angeles, the rain should be coming down in the next couple hours. We're on until 9 p.m., but we will get through this. Put your arms around your radio and hug it tightly. We will be playing the wonderful live music and recordings and plenty of discount jokes. It's free. So don't complain. Anything else? Should we just go to some? What are we going to play first, Mark?
I got the infamous String Dusters with No More to Leave You Behind.
By the way, I just wanted to wish my best to DJ Meeks, Mike Bone, and Lori Nafshon, who are on vacation, and that's why I'm guest hosting tonight. But for now, let's go to some music and take it away. Mark right. Porter as Zasada.
Okay, let's go.
Nevermore to roam. I've seen big city lights and miles of highway, white lines they never seem to end. But they light the way to a beautiful my best friend. And this road is lonesome and I'm feeling blue and I can't get you off of my mind. When I get back, babe, I'm gonna stay, no more leave you behind. Times before, I could drive it in my sleep from here to our cabin. The sign says just 20 miles more. And this road is lonesome, and I'm feeling blue, and I can't get you off of my mind. When I get back, babe, I'm gonna stay, no more leave you behind. Off of my mind. When I get back, babe, I'm gonna stay, no more to leave you behind.
Sing a few good old songs. Hear the banjo ring while the Osbournes sing. Mac's gonna sing along. I can hear Del clear as a bell. I know you don't want to miss this. Listen to Doc on the old flat top. We're gonna have a bluegrass Christmas.
Doc, I think I'll get you one of them Christmas stocking caps. Rosalie really likes to see you wear that around the house.
That she does, Mac. That she does.
And as for Del, I'm gonna get him a pig's tail and a bunch of switches. He's been a bad boy.
It's the time of year to be near the folks around the old home. A cup of cheer and you soon hear an old-fashioned sing-along. As it starts to snow, I bet you know this old Yuletide melody. As the band begins and we all join in and sing about a bluegrass holiday.
I think I'll get Sonny another banjo. He don't have enough of it.
I'm gonna get Bobby a cell phone, I think.
What do you get a man that has everything? Think I'll get Mac a motorcycle with a red bow on it.
Oh, yeah.
We're gonna have a bluegrass Christmas. We're gonna sing a few good old songs. Hear the banjo ring while the Osbournes sing. Mac's gonna sing along. I can hear Del clear as a bell. I know you don't want to miss this. Listen to Doc on the old flat top. We're gonna have a bluegrass Christmas. We're gonna have a bluegrass Christmas. We're gonna sing a few good old songs.
Yeah.
Hear the banjo ring while the Osbournes sing, and Mac's gonna sing along. I can hear Del clear as a bell. I know you don't want to miss this. Listen to Doc on the old flat top. We're gonna have a bluegrass Christmas. Gonna have a bluegrass Christmas. We're gonna sing a few good old songs. Hear the banjo ring while the Osbournes sing, and Mac's gonna sing along. I can hear Del clear as a bell. I know you don't want to miss this. Listen to Doc on the old flat top. We're gonna have a bluegrass Christmas. We're gonna have a bluegrass Christmas. We're gonna sing a few good old songs. Hear the banjo ring while the Osbournes sing, and Mac's gonna sing along.
KXLU, the Wildwood Flower Radio Hour. Hey, Mark, what did we just hear?
That was Bluegrass Christmas with the Del McCoury Band. Before that, we heard Linus and Lucy with Bella Fleck and the Flecktones, kind of special version there. And before that, it was the infamous String Dusters with No More to Leave You Behind.
Nice. Well, we have Banjo Kitty coming on in a few minutes. Well, inspired by Uncle Mike, I'm going to play a couple of short Christmas stories. So this one is by Julie Rico friend of the show. So here's a little, here's your story fix.
All I Want for Christmas by Julie Rico. Children and adults experience Christmas very differently. As an adult, I don't believe in Santa Claus. I am no longer in a place where the Christmas fantasy is real. And no one around me is trying to make me believe in Santa Claus. As an existentialist, Christmas is a problem for me. Well, actually, now that I think about it, Christmas has nothing to do with existentialism. But anyway, I don't want to spend, buy. I would instead like to give gifts to people when I feel they deserve a gift, or when I feel like giving them a gift. Generosity should and can exist in our lives daily. I like giving my energy to people. I wish I had more energy to give. Last Christmas, at my part-time boyfriend's parents' opulent home, everyone gathered. I was ready with my thoughtful gifts. Then no one had a gift for me. It was almost funny when everyone passed out the gifts and I had none. Well, my boyfriend's mom hastily put together some chips, some soap she had bought at the grocery store, and something that looked like a gift from a corporate event she attended. She's sweet, and I love her. I have to give her a pass on the hasty gift. At least she tried. My part-time boyfriend came through the night before with a nice piece of jewelry. I didn't feel like a total loser at Christmas. Christmas was huge in my mind when I was a kid. It was fantastic to believe in Santa Claus. I believed. The anticipation of a fat, white-bearded man coming down the chimney with gifts made me feel giddy. The cookies and milk we left out were the least we could do for what Santa would bring us in the morning. When I was that pie-eyed kid, the holidays were special for my family in Michigan. For years, we rented a VFW hall to hold all my relatives for a giant Christmas party. Oh, how wonderful to smell the marshmallowy ambrosia salad, taste the corn laden with spicy braised pork tamales made by my grandmother, to scoop a plop of the crunchy potato salad made by my Aunt Lily, and the deviled eggs made by Aunt Mary. The ham brought by Aunt Marge, she was German. The turkey made by Uncle Jesse. The pot roast studded with garlic and comino seeds made by Mom. There were always frijoles, tortillas, and Spanish rice, besides macaroni salad, chicken, and mole. A green salad held a place at the end of the long table, next to the chocolate sheet cake, the white cake, the pumpkin pies, the apple pies, and the lemon meringue pies, and what seemed like 5,000 Christmas cookies. So much food, I felt rich. We danced before the feast and after, and the mix of Mexican music and Motown and the Beatles stirred our energies. I still remember those Christmases in Michigan with my family. The food, no gifts. It was about us, our family, together. Christmas has been swallowed whole by the idea that conspicuous consumption is what matters. And we learn this as kids. Please, someone, all I want for Christmas this year is a good bottle of tequila.
All righty, KXLU, Wildwood Flower Radio Hour. That was Julie Rico, art maven and storyteller. Now, as promised, the band for tonight, Banjo Kitty. I'm going to pass it over to Mark in the production room.
All right, we are live in studio at KXLU with Banjo Kitty, also known as Jessica Parker.
Thank you.
A soulful banjo player. Aww. She's right here from Southern California. And I'm going to let them rock, and then she's here with Justin Stein on bass and Jonathan Sheldon on fiddle, and I'm going to let them roll, and then we'll talk some more.
Thanks, Mark. This song is called Tall and Long.
Ooh.
All right.
Appreciate you.
Live in studio, that's the unmistakable voice of Banjo.
Oh, well, thank you, Mark. Yeah. Hey, Mr.
All right. Tell us about that song. Where'd that song come from?
Thank you for asking. This song is called Tall and Long, and I wrote it in the perspective of like a mother or a parent who's just worried and fraught with worry about, you know, probably a child or a loved one that's going down a dark path. I really love this song. It reminds me of a lot of struggles with my family that we are overcoming, and also just the darkness within that we all have, that we all need to like go and walk through that path to overcome. So that's Tall and Long. And we do have actually a great live YouTube video with Jonathan Sheldon featured and a tuba player, which is excellent, and David Raven on drums. So that's on YouTube. You can check out Tall and Long. It's a music video. Yeah.
All right. Well, that was a dark song. It's
Thank you.
Two days ago was the shortest day of the year.
Yes.
But, you know, we're turning the corner now, and the light's starting to come back through the winter.
Yeah.
What you got up next?
Okay. So I got this song that I've been working on. It's kind of a mashup with The Clash, Guns of Brixton, but I changed it to reflect kind of the times we're in now, and it's a critique on the most powerful in our world these days. So I call it the Guns of America. Yeah. Let me just tune that G down. Thanks.
Banjo. As a banjo kitty. Just trying to.
Sorry, guys.
Stringed instruments on a cold night. Keep them in tune.
Us and bruise us, but you'll have to answer too. Oh.
of America. You can crush us and bruise us, but you'll have to answer to guns of America. You can crush us, bruise us, hell, you can even shoot us, but guns of America. You can beat us, you can cheat us, you can steal the law beneath us, but guns of America.
Guys, they nailed it.
It's a little Hebraic, a little reggae
yes,
in there.
Exactly. It was like, I think it's called klezmer music, right? Or kind of like, yeah. I don't know if that is right, but it's kind of inspired by that yes. genre of music for sure. Yeah. So, yeah, that's my little cover for today. I'm going to tune this guy back up. I don't know if... John, do you want to like play a little something? Or,
sure.
While we
to fill
like,
in the time,
yeah.
I will play one of the fiddle tunes for you that I learned listening to Kenny Baker. This is on, called Sugar Tree Stomp.
Ooh. All right, yeah. Jonathan Sheldon. KXLU Radio here in Los Angeles, 88.9. You are listening to the Wildwood Flower Radio Hour. And we have Banjo Kitty and friends here. What do you got up for us next?
All right. So that was lovely, Jonathan. Way to go.
Yeah.
That was beautiful.
Yeah.
We have a little instrumental. I don't know if you guys feel like jamming on it.
Sure.
So this one's in G minor. I don't really have a name or words for it yet, but we'll just jam out. It's kind of like a folky bluegrassy vibe. Yeah. Let me know what you think. Yeah, I would like you guys to name it actually.
All right, we'll do
let's so think about some brainstorm ideas.
Got it.
And if you want to call in with some name ideas, we're taking them. So email.
Morse
code. Yeah, Morse code works too.
Thank you.
job, guys.
Right. Obviously, marmalade jam.
Marmalade! Ooh, baby, marmalade.
She's got a lot of that going on.
Well, thank you. Yeah. Yeah. The jammy jam.
It sounds like a jam.
The jelly jam.
All right.
Hey, I love that.
It's Banjo Kitty and friends here. A little wild banjo strumming there. And everybody getting involved. We've got Justin Stein on bass. We've got Jonathan Sheldon on fiddle. Yeah. Yeah. And we are all waiting for the rain to come in here in Southern California. What do you got for us next?
All right. So this is another one that's a little reggae vibes. And it's actually about hitchhiking. It's called Thumbs Up. Now, I don't recommend hitchhiking, okay? There's no calls to action here to stick your thumb out. But I will say it was one of the most profound experiences of my life. I'm really grateful that I survived that. And I'm here to write the song and tell you the story. So this is called Thumbs Up. Thank you.
All right.
Thanks, guys.
Sweet.
Wow.
Thank you. Yeah. We're going to be recording that this year.
So good.
We do have some songs that we're going to release. I know I've said this for a long time, but it's actually happening, folks. January 1st, keep your eyes peeled. I have a couple songs coming out this year, so I will be like kind of rebranding and re-releasing some things and having these guys on the track. Justin and John, and
we better be able to be the people to break it on radio.
Come on. I would love that. I promise. Cool. I mean, thank you.
Thank you, sweetie.
As long as you keep that background dancing, the backup dancers going.
Yeah, they were good.
Yeah, that was good. You were doing shimmying.
The knees are going.
The shimmy is.
We're doing our best back.
All right, we've got.
Emily didn't turn the camera in the other direction.
You're listening to Banjo Kitty and band friends here on KXLU. Banjo Kitty is probably not what's on her driver's license. It's actually, I believe, Jessica Parker.
It is.
That's right. But how do people find out about stuff coming up?
Okay, so right now you can follow my Instagram page, The Banjo Kitty. I need to update it. But yeah, just keep your eyes peeled. I'm not very active online right now, folks. I had to take a mental health break from the whole social media thing this year. And I recommend people do it because it really does help you refocus. And, you know, the comparison is the thief of joy type stuff. I, you know, didn't want to keep indulging in that. So I feel a lot better now, like mentally. I just want to share that with everybody.
I find it actually helps if you like scream every comment, every possible. You just keep yelling as loud as you can
on social media
and record it too. And record it too and post it.
I just yell.
Doing it wrong?
Yeah, no.
In person, in
social
all caps.
Media.
Yeah. It's good. Yeah, always type in all caps.
Always type in all caps.
You got to make sure they know you mean business.
Yeah.
You know? Yeah.
You're making a statement. It's identity.
Can you hear me?
All right. Well, that was a pretty wild song. There were a lot of strange influences in there. I could hear like kind of Arabic influence.
Yes, absolutely.
And I mean, it's obviously country music. We're listening to banjo here, but nevertheless, that was really interesting. What do you got for us next?
I appreciate that. Yeah. I would like to play. I guess we can do Don't Come Around. I think that's the last banjo song we have.
Okay.
And this one's really fun, you guys. So if you guys want to jump around and stomp around, I know if you're in your car, like don't push the gas pedal, but maybe, you know, tap on your steering wheel or something. But yeah, this song's called Don't Come Around. And it's a song I wrote to heal from sexual assault. And I think it's an empowering song as opposed to like something sad and it just helped me to kind of heal from some things that were really dark in my past. And I hope that it helps any of you out there. And if you need help and you need to talk about things, don't be shy. It's really good to let it out and connect with people. So yeah, I'm really grateful to get to play it for you guys. It's called Don't Come Around. All right. Hey, this is Johnny's song too, you guys. Watch out for Johnny right now.
Yeah.
right.
Okay. There's so much energy and music and spirit coming out of you.
What a
natural singer. So much.
Thank you. I'm really trying.
Fun to be with you guys. Even a deep song like that.
Thank you.
It's really moving.
I appreciate that.
And you guys are just.
Thank you so much. You guys really do bring it out of me, and I'm grateful for the space to share it. It's very. It's actually one of the first songs I wrote too. So.
Yeah. That's Don't Come Around by Banjo Kitty. Is that on streaming services? Tell me it's on streaming services.
We're going to record it.
Okay, that's like a crime. Okay, you got to get out there. People got to get that song so they can be driving down the 405 listening to that song. Okay.
Yes,
all right?
I do.
Get that out there.
And I want to shout out to my parents for raising me on good music.
Yeah?
Yeah. A lot of bluegrass, a lot of soul, 60s, 70s, you know. So, yeah, thank you so much, everybody. We do have a little transition here. If you want to play one more, if you have any more, do you have another one?
Yeah, I can play another fiddle tune for you.
Great, thanks, John.
This is one of the first tunes I've learned. I don't remember the name exactly, but it's another Kenny Baker. Went on YouTube, listened to Kenny Baker, tried to play it exactly as I heard it. Don't always succeed, but here we go.
Jonathan Sheldon.
Yeah.
KXLU Radio. That was Jonathan Sheldon doing a Kenny Baker tune, which we don't know the name of, but that's okay.